Here we go.
Let's find love, Jace.
Okay. Second chance romance, everyone. Call your friends. Call your neighbors.
Woo! Get your butt ready.
Put the kids on the bus. Here we go. We have Amanda up first. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, thank you so much for helping me out.
Well, awesome. No, thank you. How you doing, Amanda? You having a good day?
I am. I mean, you know, I wish I didn't need to call you guys. You know, I love definitely listening to you more, but I'm so grateful you're here for listeners to help them out.
Well,
we got you.
Lord knows this is a public service, believe me. Amanda, tell us your date. Yeah, tell us your dating story.
Okay, so I met this really great guy on a dating app, and I'll tell you, he ticked off everything on my list.
Okay.
So, you know, I want someone who understands my struggle as a divorced mom who is co-parenting, and, you know, I'm really trying to maintain a healthy relationship with my ex. Mm-hmm. So when I saw Josh's profile, he laid it all out and that he's ready to get back into the dating world and looking for a relationship. And he also knows what it's like being divorced and a parent. And, you know, that's really important for me, you know, as far as like, as I'm looking for a partner.
Okay.
That's good. You're right. Those are a couple checked boxes there. Yes.
Yeah. So you guys went on a date.
Oh, yeah. What, pardon?
Oh, no, go ahead. If there was more, I was just wondering, so you went on a date.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and he's adorable, and he's great charisma, and he's, I don't know, he's just great. So, yeah, we met at for dinner at Baltimore, you know, by Rosedale.
Yes, Baltimore, we love that place.
Yeah, I love it so much, I can't even tell you. And I got there first, and when I saw him, I'm telling you, he was a breath of fresh air, and I was really happy to see him after our conversations in the app.
Yeah.
And we have a level of understanding, like both being parents and, you know, that not only parents, but like that we're the same age, but our kids are the same age, which is so cool and crazy. And so we had fun telling stories about getting back, you know, to school and busy weekends. It was just, I don't know, it was just really great.
Okay.
This all sounds really good.
I haven't heard a negative yet, so there's a,
yeah. Well, you know, so then, of course, I got a couple of phone calls and texts from my ex-husband, Matt, and I took one of those calls, and I excused myself from the table.
Okay.
He is planning a trip, and he wanted to run some dates by me since, you know, we share the kids 50-50.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything seemed fun. And Josh and I, we hugged at the end of the date. I told him I wanted to see him again, but he hasn't texted back.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well.
And I'm really, really upset.
Lex, anything?
So, anything weird happen?
That would be the only weird thing. Like, I, you know, honestly, that's the only thing I can get from that.
And you've reached out through the app and just nothing.
Yeah, well, we exchanged, you know, our numbers. Okay. And so I've been, you know, texted a couple of times, nothing overwhelming, like not like no crazy lady crap.
Okay. Oh, we like you, Amanda.
I do enjoy you. Okay. Amanda,
right? I wasn't like, oh, let's get married, any of that stuff. You know, right. I was just like, let's just enjoy this and not rush it. Yeah, completely.
Well, Amanda, we're going to put you on hold and you're going to be able to hear. We're going to talk to Josh. You're going to hear it. He's on hold. Mike got him on hold. He's heard nothing. All dude knows is that we're calling about a date of his. He doesn't even necessarily know that it's your date. So hold on just a second, okay?
All right.
Okay, Mike, go ahead and put Josh up, please. Josh, are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Josh, you're live on the air. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for doing this. I know that Mike told you that we're calling on a radio show about a date of yours. So thanks for being game for all of this nonsense. Can we ask you about your date with Amanda?
Oh, yeah. You mean the awkward date with Amanda?
Yeah, that's why we're calling. We're hoping you'll share that awkwardness.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Well, I said husband will be the anyone no. that she's dating.
Oh, no, you're breaking up.
You broke there. Can you repeat that? Josh, you broke up there.
I get the sense that her ex-husband will be the problem dating.
Ex-husband.
Oh, the ex-husband will have a problem. Okay, why?
Oh, he called.
Well, I mean, he just kept calling and texting. You know, I thought there was an emergency, but, you know, she saw his name come up on the phone. So I completely understand if there was an emergency. Yes, take the call. See what's up. When she came back to the table, it was like, you know, nothing. Like, he could have asked her that any time. He knew that she was on a date. He just multiple calls, and then texting. It was, like, overpowering.
Taking that, and I know this sounds weird, but let's remove that for a second. Let's remove
other than that.
Yeah, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was your, how was the theater? Other than that, if you remove that, did you find her attractive? Was there sparks? Were things going well before that?
Well, look, I like her. She's a great girl, and we have a lot in common. You know, from the sound of it, I think our kids are too, but I just can't deal with ex.
Okay,
you can't deal with the ex.
It's like I've been in relationships before where, you know, when you have a very clingy and extremely jealous, you know, person, and it's the ex, it's just overpowering. And you know, I want to date her. I don't want to date her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Josh. We have Amanda on the other line, and she has heard all of this. So let's bring her in so you two can talk. Fun. Amanda? What do you want to say to Josh?
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Amanda.
I honestly, my God, I was right. I thought it was that. I mean, he didn't call or text too much.
Well, yes, he did. And I was afraid you were going to say something that, like, he was trying to sabotage our date, and it worked.
Well, Josh, I have to answer his calls and messages. I mean, that's part of dating me.
Mm. For an emergency, you know, this was just something that he could do anytime, you know.
Okay.
So,
you guys have to understand, it's like I'm trying to slowly release him. I wanted out of the marriage, and this is, it's just all new. You know, we were high school sweethearts. We've only known each other, you know, like our entire life. It's just, it's hard, and I would appreciate some grace, Josh.
I'm sorry. I don't have much to give. It's just, it's too taxing. I can't be involved with something like that.
Well, your turn, Jace.
Alexis has something to ask.
Oh, man, oh, it is my turn. You're right. Okay, Josh, Amanda, if we paid for a second date, we have to ask everybody this. Are you game, Josh?
I can't. I'm dating other people, and I'm just trying to have some fun.
Oh, you're already dating someone else? Okay.
Well, Josh, thanks for being a good sport. And thank you, Josh. Amanda? Probably didn't end the way you wanted it, but however, as we say, you got answers, you know?
I guess. I get it. I mean, yeah. I get it, and I have to look at my part in it. So, wow. Well, the answers do give me some peace of mind, so thank you.
No,
I'm just really sad. I'm just really disappointed. I really like Josh.
Well, I think, and I'm sure Alexis and Mike share this opinion, you sound delightful and yes. you're not going to have any problem. And this happened for a reason.
Yes.
This happened for a reason.
Now so, you know, you can move on.
That's right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I really thought we were finding love there.
Oh, I didn't for a second, but sure. I'm glad that your lollipop land. I'm glad that you were living in your lollipop and sunflower land.
It's great, match, me, you know, before know he when, jumped on.
Let me know if I can live on that island that you're living on, because it sounds delightful.
Join me.
Yeah, there's no rain. It's always sunny. It's always 72 degrees. No one ever fights. No one's never a butthole.
Or a whole butt.
Or a whole butt. Anyway.
Man, my stomach hurts after that one.
Mariah, what do you want to say about this?
It's been a long time, baby, and it has been a rough road.
That's right, Mariah. You ain't whistling Dixie there. Pat Robertson, anything you want to say?
Reach out and touch him. Uh-huh. Touch his face.
Yeah.
Touch his face.
Okay. Touch his face.
Touch his face.
Unless he's homosexual. And that's a gateway to hell. That is a gateway to hell. Gay love is a gateway to hell. I'm telling you, the homosexuals, it's a gateway to hell. It is coming up on 8:17.
You're getting really good at that impression, Jace.
Hey, Pat Robertson, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. I walked by a homosexual in Cub Foods, and I
what'd you see?
I saw rainbows, and I thought, the homosexual has infected
me. Bows of promise is what you saw.
Bows of... I can't say it anyway.